from Atlanta, Georgia. Welcome to Fearfully and Wonderfully Me, a podcast for women on leadership and life skills with Rhea Story. Rhea shares powerful life and leadership principles, helping you maximize your potential and become the woman God created you to be.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to today's episode of Fearfully and Wonderfully Me. Today's episode, I wanted to share with you something I saw a speaker. I wanted to share kind of what one of a couple of points that she made, and then kind of my thoughts on them, because I thought they were a really powerful concept to share. So a few weeks ago, Mac and I were speaking for a group of prison wardens from across the country, and they go through. These are a group of prison wardens who have chosen to go through a leadership development program. And Mac and I have been privileged to go several times and either speak for them and conduct a session on leadership for them, or sometimes we do it by webcast. But a few weeks ago, we were in Ohio. The group came together and from all over the country, probably about 30 or 40 people. And they were from all over the country, really. But we did a session for them on transformational leadership and the different elements of transformational leadership. So, but what's always exciting about this program is that, we're not the only speakers there. There are other speakers. And I had an opportunity to hear Elizabeth, I hope I say her last name right, Kulisterna. She is from Sweden. And this was the second time Elizabeth had also presented for the prison warden. So we had an opportunity to meet her back in 2017 when we first spoke for this group. So she shared something a little bit different that I thought was good. So I wanted to share that and then kind of build on my thoughts. Elizabeth talks about, as we all know, we each have different strengths. And, those just come natural, a natural strength or a natural gift, right, in one area. And it doesn't mean that we are better than someone else. It just means that that is our natural gift, our natural strength area. And because we're all different, we're all different and unique. So Elizabeth shared that, sometimes we have that strength and sometimes we do too much of whatever it is we're gifted in. So for example, I'm a planner and organizer. That is just, it's a strength for me. It just comes naturally. I can't even help it. Like I just have to organize things and plan things and everything from what I'm going to take on vacation in 2 weeks. I've already started making my list and, what I'm going to get from the grocery store. I've already started planning that and organizing things. I've shared with you before, anytime I get stressed, like I will start organizing and cleaning. Number one, because I cannot stand a cluttered environment, but number two, that organizing and planning gives me a sense of control. And as Caroline Leaf says, when we as humans feel out of control, it's scary. And so I recognize that in myself, that planning is a strength. But the reason that I'm attracted to it is because it does give me that sense of control over my environment or my life or what's going on. So Elizabeth pointed that out, and that sometimes we do too much of what our strength is. So for example, I'm a planner, organizer, but sometimes I can take that too far, and at times I'm much better about it now, but at times I have taken that too far. I plan everything or every single minute and I don't leave room for spontaneity or flexibility. No, I recognize that now and I am better about that. But as Elizabeth pointed out, sometimes we just simply, whatever our strength or natural gift is, we tend to utilize it because it is a strength and it does come naturally. And this is what was cool. She pointed out that the reason we do that is because we have an allergy. And I thought, ooh, that's kind of an interesting concept. So she pointed out that a lot of times we overutilize our strength because we are allergic to the opposite. And the way she used the term is an allergy is something that irritates us. So again, back to my example, I'm the planner and super organizer. But the reason that I'm that planner and organizer is because of that sense of control. I am, you know, my allergy, if you wanted to call it that, is a loss of control. And so that irritates me, you know, just complete lack of planning or disorganization irritates me. Now, the reason it irritates me is because I have a strength in that area. But I have to, you know, the whole point here is being self-aware of what our strengths are and being self-aware of when we carry those too far. And knowing that a lot of times we carry them too far because the opposite irritates us. You know, we're allergic to it. We just, maybe we fear it on some level. But whatever it is, you know, she shared the little concept there of a strength and overutilizing the strength because of the allergy. And I, you know, I like to build on that and say, you know, that's a good point, because we need to be self-aware of what our strengths are, but we also need to be very self-aware of when we are crossing the line and doing too much of whatever that strength is. You know, and it also could be the other way around. Maybe you are a fly-by-night person and flexibility and spontaneity and creativity is just your thing. And that just lights you up. And, you know, Mac is very much more flexible and spontaneous than I am. He does not like to make plans far into the future, unless it's around like speaking or training or something in what we do. He likes to be more of a last minute, you know, just don't plan things way out in advance. See, I like to plan meetings or coffee dates or lunches. You know, I like to plan all of that way in advance because a lot of times I can get more done and I can leverage my time. Whereas Mac is much more spontaneous, like call me the day before and maybe it'll work out. And my point here is that neither of those traits are better than the other. It's simply recognizing, number one, recognizing our strengths, but also recognizing when we take them too far. And that's the important thing. You know, the challenge really is the balance in recognizing that there is a time for planning, but we don't have to plan too much. You know, so recognizing and understanding the challenge really and the benefit as we grow and mature, the benefit is the balance. And, you know, that's why I really love the concept of a holistic approach to leadership of self and influence with others. You know, we have to be in balance for the most part. It doesn't have to be perfect, but, you know, we have to have a balance of our physical health and environment and growing also in our mental and emotional dimension in order to have a solid foundation from our spiritual or values-based dimension. And that gives us the ability to influence people in the social dimension. But if we get way too far out of balance in one area, it's going to affect the other areas. So for example, if we don't dedicate the right attention to eating, you know, healthy and exercising enough, then our health gets way out of balance and maybe we get sick and end up in the hospital. But, you know, when our health gets way out of balance and we get sick, that decreases our ability to achieve our goals or work productively and effectively, or maybe even we lose some of our ability to influence people. So, you know, it really is the challenge there is finding a nice balance. And again, sometimes you're in harmony for a season and you might be a little out of balance. You know, that new mom isn't getting enough sleep that she needs, but she's in harmony with her season of life. And so that's okay. But long term, we really need to be conscious of, you know, where our strengths are, where our weaknesses are, and then be mindful of those, because that's the first step. Self-awareness is the first step to being able to overcome our challenges, our weak areas, and build on our strengths. You know, if you know you have a strength in some area, it's okay to be conscious of that and use that. I mean, it's a gift and it's a talent. You should use it because that's, you know, it's a strength that God gave you. And that is a stewardship in and of itself. So anyway, I really loved the concept of an allergy from Elizabeth. And then also really just want to encourage you to, if you haven't sat down recently, think about some areas of your life where your strengths are showing up. And then also maybe identify an area or a time recently where your allergy also showed up in life, and, you know, just be mindful of that. Maybe make a commitment to, you know, one time over the next few weeks when that allergy, that feeling of being irritated by the lack of something or the opposite of your strength, then be mindful of backing down and saying, you know what, it's okay to let someone else take the lead here. Until next time.
Start increasing your influence and maximizing your potential with Rhea's audiobooks. Available at audible.com, amazon.com, and iBooks. Please visit rheastory.com to learn about Rhea's books, resources, speaking, and training programs. Thanks for listening.